Met Michiel.
5 essential tracks.
Jack Garrett.
3FM.
Oh, won't you breathe life into these dead lungs? I keep under my coat. Oh, 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 oh. And keep life warm against the cold night as our bodies grow. Oh, 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 oh.
Niks is zo lastig als iemand die van muziek houdt te vragen naar wat is nou het allerbeste liedje ooit. Dus ik geef iets meer ruimte. Ik vraag niet naar één liedje, maar ik vraag naar 5 liedjes. 5 essential tracks. Een duivels dilemma. Een duivels dilemma voor Jack Garrett.
Five. Okay.
Ja.
Five?
Yeah, five. Okay. Just a five. Sorry. I was just saying this is the hardest thing to ask someone who likes music.
Yeah.
But really, what's the best song ever?
I kind of don't think anyone should be able to answer something like that.
No.
Like, I don't believe in perfection, so I therefore can't have a favorite song because there are so many different things I favor in lots of different kinds and types of music and artists and genres and everything. Like, five?
Yeah.
It's impossible. Right. I can't.
But we're gonna do it anyway.
I can't do it.
All right, so, thanks.
I'm not kidding. So I have, instead of like 5 songs, I just have a cluster of artists and genres and stuff that I will try and pick a song from.
Because, okay.
Like when I get into a kind of music, I find that I drown within an artist rather than just a single song. Because for me, there's always a thing. There's the song that introduces me, and then there's the song that solidifies it. So I'll have like a song. So like, I guess I'll start. So like Tom Waits, for example.
Ooh.
Right. So I got introduced into his music when I bought a compilation album of his called Old Songs. But I remember listening to that album through and just going over and over. And the one song that kind of really grabbed me was, there's a song called Mr. Siegel on it, which opens with the lyric, "I spent all my money in a Mexican whorehouse, baby, across the street from a Catholic church." It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite opening lyrics of all time. I remember listening to that, and the way that Tom sings it as well, it's just so effortlessly impressive.
I spent all my money, Mexican whorehouse, baby, across the street from a Catholic church.
He's just the epitome of everything that you shouldn't be, but is true, like just true artist. Like he's the best. He's amazing. I'm so in love with that man. So romanticized by him. I remember listening to that, and then talking to my friend, another artist, a really good friend of mine, a guy called John Joseph Brill. John said to me, "You have to go listen to All 55 of this for Tom Waits' first record. It's nothing like anything you think you know about Tom Waits." And I go back and I listen to this record, and it's like, it's bar songs, it's folk songs, it's acoustic, it's Tom Waits singing with a clean voice. It's like nothing I've heard before, because all I've known is Tom Waits being like, "I've spent all my money," doing that whole thing, and then suddenly he's like singing with passion, like not passion, he always sings with passion, but the clarity of his voice and the delicacy of his songs is different. And I remember listening to a song on that record called Martha, which is beautiful. And it's like, yeah, the song that got me hooked was his showy offy blues Mr. Siegel song. The song that kept me there was his heart. It was, you know, the Martha, it's Old 55. There's a song he wrote about his wife called Johnsburg, Illinois, which I love. It's a minute and a half long, and it's just a love letter to his wife kind of thing.
You're doing a smart thing here. You're going to stretch the 5 essentials to 10 essentials.
Yeah,
very like it.
I shot the moon.